Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Jimmy Nelson of the Milwaukee Brewers. Jimmy, this year you have a career-high strikeout percentage. What do you think the reason for more success this year in that department is?
Well, it's getting ahead of hitters, you know, that first pitch strike, and being able to throw any pitch in any count, you know, your off-speed pitches and hitters counts, or, you know, the ability to expand your fastball late. So just being able to throw anything in any count and just getting ahead of hitters, just staying in good counts.
Your walk rate's also down this year, and, you know, I read where that was real focus of yours coming into the year.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, I just got tired of shooting myself in the foot, you know, with all the walks and hit batters. Of course, you're going to hit a guy here and there, walk a guy here and there, but, you know, my goal is to limit those free passes and really make the other team earn it. So just, you know, be in the zone more early and late counts. And, you know, I feel like I've done a good job of that, just kind of expand on that. You know, start moving different pitches around within the zone.
So I noticed you changed your selection a little bit more this year, like less in the fastball and a little bit more in the slider and curve. Is that just, you know, by design to just keep ahead of the competition?
No, I mean, it's just mixing pitches, you know. I actually have been throwing just as many fastballs, but I've done a better job this year of mixing the sinker and the four-seam, whereas in the past I've been pretty heavy, probably 80% sinkers on my fastballs, and this year I'm more of probably like a 50-50 split, or, you know, on the four-seam and the sinker. So just learning how to use the four-seam versus the two-seam, and then, you know, just using, like I said, my off-speed pitches and any count, hitters counts early.
Last year you had a really good start. 11 of your first starts, the first eight were quality starts. What do you feel is the key to, like, maintaining that the rest of the season this year?
I mean, just like I said, just getting ahead of guys and not getting too deep in accounts. You know, you get ahead of guys, then usually that bodes well for you. You can get, you know, quick at bat, quick out. So, you know, trying to keep that pitch count down. The more you can keep that down, the deeper you go in games. So. And that's our goal, is to get deep in games, give our team a chance to win. So get ahead of guys and don't let them hang around.
Not that you know how it works, but people in fantasy baseball like to draft you. They appreciate your talents. It's almost like the modern-day equivalent of being on a baseball card. How do you react when people say, hey, Jimmy, I have you on my fantasy baseball team. You're one of my starting pitchers.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's kind of cool. You know, I got a couple buddies I played college ball with, or, you know, pro ball that aren't playing anymore, and you know, they'll shoot me a text or something after a good game and be like, hey, man, thanks for helping me out. You know, I'm like, no problem, bud. You know, just going out there doing my job. But, yeah, it is kind of funny.
Jimmy, thanks a lot.
No problem.